as specified or better.
Mm-hmm.
That's encouraging.
That's the reason your wife buys some beans or spinach or something, and the next can she gets the same brand. I wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was labeled up.
Well, she checks grade pretty closely.
Most of the time, it is labeled what it's supposed to be, but they get stuck with some fancy that they can't get rid of. Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to move it.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen very often, is it?
Well, this farmer down the bottom can tell you quicker than any what the label's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that if he got a hard freeze just at the right stage, no spinach, what they call fox ear size spinach, stand them awful freeze. Mm-hmm. But after that spinach gets on up to its cutting size, it comes the right kind of freeze, then it'll turn white right around the edge. They've got to wait until that fluffs off and regrows.
Mm-hmm.
Before they're doing much work.
That's the answer.
Another thing is, this farmer's the biggest gambler in the world. The sheriff down here will arrest you for shooting dice. But the dice hustler's a saint beside the farmer when it comes to gambling. He gambles against the weather, the market, the everything, insects and all. You can go out here today, we got a field of turnip greens. And they're not much. They're only bringing $20 a ton. Now that's a lot of 17 cent cans. But they're bringing $20 a ton. Did you know that lice can hit that in 48 hours? That man hasn't got one dime left in that whole farm.
Hmm.
Sometimes the difference in 48 hours will make or break a whole crop there.
Hmm.
Spinach is worse than that. They have a blue mold. You can go out here and you got spinach, we'll say, cut 3 tons to the acre. It will double in less than a week to 6 tons to the acre.
Hmm.
Will the blue mold wait? In blue mold, you have lice and you have white rust. The blue mold can hit you, and you can't cut it fast if you spread across the field. I mean, just 48 hours. If the moisture comes just right, we'll say it comes a fog just right, or something like that, you see. Boy, it can just chop that whole field off. We've down the bottom demonstrating the new tractor that's cutting turnip greens. Going to fresh pack. Those turnip greens, they were getting $20 a ton at the end of the row. Now that's a lot of 29 cent packs, boy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get, a half a pound on a little over bags?
Mm-hmm.
$20 a ton, that's how much a pound, a cent a pound out.
Mm-hmm.
A cent a pound.
Goodness.
That's what that farmer was getting with that stuff. And,
no wonder there are so many roadside stands.
He says, well, he made a statement to me. I was trying to sell him a new tractor. He was cutting with a new tractor demonstrated on the machine. He said, "Man, what do you think? After all, we've known each other for years and years. We've run around a little together, he and his wife, and all the kids have grown up together." I said, "I don't know." I said, "You're..." I said, "What are you making now?" He cut another load and figured we'd step off how many feet, trying to estimate how many acres we'd cut and how many tons I had on. And he said, "Well," said, "looks like we're making 5.5-6 tons acre right now." But he said, "I can wait 72 hours. That stuff was just exactly 4 weeks from the day he planted until he started harvesting. 4 weeks on turnip greens." He said, "4 more days." He said, "We're going to make a ton a day. It's just a stage and you're going to make a ton a day."